Many thanks, Julie. Now more news items. There is some sport to catch up on, with Norwich City winning a home match and news of a women's football team. Also, the club has acquired some more land adjacent to their practice ground at Colney. Not to be outdone, the runners make the news with the Norwich Run coming up and the growth of a local running club. Norwich turned on the power surge to overwhelm lacklustre Burnley. Paddy Duffett delivered his claret's verdict from an emphatic championship win. Rain swirling around Carrow Road, temperatures dropping, a greasy pitch. The conditions felt perfect for Philippe Clément's squad to rise to the challenge and send recently relegated Burnley packing. They did that and more in a front-footed, fully committed, goal-laden drubbing that was the perfect antidote to a lifeless, limp offering at Millwall. A midweek League Cup win at Cardiff was a step in the right direction, but this felt like a true test. The Clarets may have endured similar early season stumbles to City, but a team sheet that could list names such as Kyle Walker and Sian Fleming focused the mind. Walker had a torrid opening quarter. After Mo Torre had pounced on Anil Amadosic's miscue, he failed to halt Anthony Musaba for the first of Andre Brooks' two strikes, before appearing to lose his bearings inside the Burnley area in failing to clear an Oscar Schwartau corner, as Torre doubled his tally. By the time the excellent Brooks had slotted from Jack Stacey and then treated the home fans to an acrobatic celebration, the first league points of the season were safe.
And then they went to Stoke. Jack Stacey admitted Norwich City must become more effective in the final third after their 1-0 defeat to Stoke City left them with three losses from their opening four league games. The Canaries enjoyed the greater share of possession and territory in the Bet365 stadium, but struggled to turn their control of the ball into sustained pressure or enough clear opportunities. Stoke's more cautious approach frustrated Norwich, who were unable to find the decisive moment required to overturn the deficit. For their 70% of the ball in the first half, City had only five touches in Stoke's box. That pattern continued throughout the contest, with Norwich unable to unlock a compact home defence. Stacey felt the hosts had adjusted their usual approach to sit deeper and protect the central areas, challenging Norwich to show greater sharpness and invention around the penalty area, which they were unable to do with consistency. Sometimes it takes a little bit of individual brilliance or, you know, a quick 1-2 tempo or something to break them down, which we didn't really have tonight.
Head coach Perry Northeast says his Norwich City women's side must not be disheartened despite losing their unbeaten record to Rugby Borough. The Canaries travelled to the Midlands, having already secured 4 points from their opening two games in Tier 3, but were narrowly beaten by Rugby at the Nationwide Windows Arena, going down 1-0, courtesy of an own goal. Despite the result, City head coach Northeast felt his side could take pride in their performance against the outfit that now sit top of the Northern Premier Division after three games. A trip to Luton Town now awaits City for their second group game in the League Cup.
Norwich City Football Club has bought additional land at the site of the club's training centre. The 19-acre plot, currently occupied by a local farming family, is located to the northwest of the club's training base in Colney. The Avant Training Centre is the primary training base for the club's men's, academy and women's teams. Norwich City has trained at Colney since moving to the site from Trouse in 1995.
Thousands of runners will hit the streets of Norwich this week and force several roads to close. Run Norwich, a popular 10-kilometre race throughout the city, will return on September the 6th and bring road closures and parking restrictions to the city centre, Riverside and Carrow Road areas. The event is immensely popular and attracted 7,800 races into 2025, more than 1,000 more people than the year before. Organisers have said the race is expected to draw about 8,500 participants this year. Competitors follow a route which takes them past some of Norwich's biggest landmarks, including Norwich Castle, Carrow Road and Norwich Cathedral.
A Norwich running club for people who hate running will be celebrating next Sunday as several members tackle Run Norwich for the first time. The 10-kilometre race takes runners through the city centre, passing some of its best-known landmarks. Mr. Cousins launched Elevate Run as an addition to his successful personal training business, Elevate Fitness, to help people who wanted to improve their fitness and mental well-being, but felt intimidated by traditional running clubs. The emphasis was on creating a welcoming environment where people of different ages and abilities could progress without feeling pressured to keep up. Speaking when the club launched, he said, "I wanted to create something where nobody felt judged, nobody gets left behind, and there's no pressure to be fast. It's still about running and helping people improve, just in an environment where people actually enjoy doing it. Some were already talking about signing up for a half marathon, something that would have seemed unthinkable when they began." Mr. Cousins will lead a group around the course for the first time and said their progress was testament to their hard work and dedication. But the biggest change, he said, was not simply that they had become better runners. It was their growing confidence and self-belief with improved fitness and added bonus.
What a great idea.
We must join them. Well, we've now come to the end of part one. But you have more news items and a feature coming up in part two with Robin and Christine. So with that, we will say goodbye for this week.
Goodbye.